Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly with you. Going to talk some Mountain West Conference basketball. Most everybody taking some finals. Not a lot of games this week. We have our Root Sports Rocky Mountain Mountain West basketball update. Joe Cravens joining us on the line. Joe will be part of the Root Sports Rocky Mountain broadcast as New Mexico plays Arkansas Pine Bluff Saturday at the Pit in Albuquerque. That'll be a 6 o'clock broadcast on Root Sports. Joe, good to have you on. How you doing today?
Thanks, Keith. Always good to be on with you over here in Ogden, Utah, watching it snow. I don't know if you're getting any snow over there or not, but I guess it's that time of year.
We are watching it snow. It's currently 9 degrees here in beautiful
wow.
Cheyenne.
Wow. Well, it's a little warmer than that, but, you know, I'm to the point anything below about 65 is cold to me.
Well, heck, you know, when Wyoming plays its bowl game in San Diego, I think it's supposed to be like 60 degrees at kickoff. You'd be chilly there.
Yeah, I tell you what a great bowl game, too. That's going to be so much fun watching that old WAC rivalry with them and BYU. I think that's going to be a really, really fun game to watch.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking a lot about that, Joe, and we all know the football part of it, but basketball was pretty intense as well. There were, you know, with some pretty good teams, and as you well know, but, you know, not a lot of people. I think this is mainly for the fans because I talked to a lot of the players yesterday, and they're not too familiar, and there's not that hatred of BYU like probably past players have.
Well, it's interesting, Keith. I had last weekend, I had UTEP at New Mexico, obviously, in basketball, and Tim Floyd told me he had to tell his guys that this used to be the game of the year. That was a huge rivalry, you know, back in the old WAC days when they were travel partners, and kind of the same thing you're saying. He said our guys didn't know that. They just say, hey, we're playing New Mexico, you know, it's not too far away. They had no idea what a rivalry that had been.
Speaking of that game, I mean, and New Mexico, it's been tough for the Mountain West in the non-conference, kind of like last year. There's not really those marquee wins coming about. I mean, I'm looking at the standings right now. Everybody's above 500, but, you know, New Mexico's 6-4. San Diego State's really struggled at 5-4. We knew Vegas would struggle. You know, it's been tough for some of these teams that have typically been at the top of the league right now, hasn't it?
Well, it is kind of interesting. It's kind of like no one can make up their mind if they want to be any good or not. You know, I mean, they kind of, even in that game I had against UTEP, New Mexico, looked like gangbusters about the first 8 minutes and had the Miners down, I think, 28-12 at one time and just looked terrific. And then UTEP kind of more to the fact that New Mexico shot themselves in the foot, let them back in, and then they were lucky to hang on and win. And you know, I see that throughout the league. Guys will have a pretty good win and think, boy, they're getting ready to turn the corner, and then they stub their toe. And like Air Force gets off to a 5-0 start and then loses 5 of 6. Utah State gets off to a nice start and then they lose 3 or 4 in a row. So it just seems like that's the way the league has been, one step up and one step back. I think Wyoming Cowboys has been about as consistent and as strong as anyone in the league right now, 7-2.
Well, you know, they do have a pretty good win, too, albeit at home against Northern Iowa, where they shot lights out, really. And I know this is typical of any team, but as the shooting goes, so goes your team. And it seems, you know, you can really pinpoint that with the Cowboys. When the three ball's going in and they're shooting it well, they're probably going to win those games, more said than not. And I think, you know, that kind of happened in the Montana game as well. But you're right. And plus, one thing Wyoming's doing in the midst of a 6-game homestand, they're taking advantage of being at home as well.
Well, they've always been good at home, just like most of the teams in the old WAC, you know, in the Mountain West Conference. Now, everyone has been pretty good at home, and a lot of that has to do with the schedule they're playing. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, I was really interested when Alan Edwards took over, and he said he wanted to play more, and they were kind of committed to shooting the three as to if that was going to kill them or cure them, and it can do that, as you know, in the course of a game. But you look at their statistics, they're still doing a good job at the defensive end. They're holding people to below 40% of field goal percentage and under 30 from the three. And I absolutely love what he's done with his team, building his bench, bringing Justin James and Hayden Dalton off the bench. That's your leading scorer and leading rebounder coming in off the bench, getting good minutes from Cody Kelly. I'm really surprised as a rookie head coach to build a bench and utilize the numbers on your team and build that type of chemistry is not something you normally see from a first-year coach. I've been really impressed. What Coach Edwards has done with
these teams. Well, I'm trying to think back to those teams that he played on, I mean, that were so talented and won national championships at Kentucky under Tubby Smith and Rick Pitino, and I'm trying to think back, was that a similar thing that those coaches tried to do and maybe he inherited, or what do you remember back then?
You're stealing my thunder a little bit here, because I was going to say, I think it reflects his Kentucky days, where as you mentioned, both those coaches really had deep teams and played, 8-10 people, double-digit minutes. They shot the three pretty free and easy. Again, I was real afraid and apprehensive that when he said, we're going to play faster, we're going to shoot the three, that it's just going to turn into what I call shoot, follower, and holler, where they're just going to run up and down the court and shoot it. But, again, they have really committed themselves defensively. He's done a terrific, terrific job developing that bench. And that's, that's, as I said earlier, that's not easy to do. You have to really work to develop team chemistry and a bench. That's not something you just wake up in January and say, well, we got a deep bench. You have to really work at that. And he has done, a terrific job and done it looking like he's had years of experience, and he's a rookie coach. I think he's done as good, if not better, job of coaching team as anyone in the league to this point.
I'm totally with you on that. When they made the hire of Allen Edwards, and of course he was up for consideration. I think it was one of the directional Kentucky schools the year before, and Wyoming was able. He didn't get that. Wyoming was able to keep him and put him on as head coach. I thought it was a great hire from the start because, A, the pedigree, and B, he just knows. I mean, he knows how to win. He's part of it, and I see things. I thought this was going to be kind of a similar year last year for Wyoming, and it still might be. We're still early on. They haven't gotten to conference. But I've been impressed what I've seen so far. It's just such a different stark contrast to what we've seen the last 4 or 5 years with Larry Shyatt, though.
Well, I think you got to be who you are. You coach to your personality.
Right.
I worked under Rick Majerus, who was very successful and had his own personality. And then when I became a head coach, I found out I couldn't be Rick Majerus. I had to be who I was. And I applaud Allen Edwards to recognizing, hey, we've had success playing the way Larry Shyatt did, but that's not me. That's not my personality. And I'm going to play the way I'm comfortable playing, the way that I was coached. I'm just very, very impressed with him. And I don't know Allen really well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know him well enough to speak to him, but I'm happy for him, and I'm happy for the Cowboys and their fans. Hey, Keith, the league is wide open right now, going back to what we talked about. Who knows? No one can make up their mind whether they want to be any good or not. And the Cowboys are right there to where, I like their schedule. They open with Air Force at home. Who's to say? I think they could be right there knocking on the door of a regular season championship at this continues.
I think one team that has kind of lived up to the billing so far, and I know they had the early loss to St. Mary's, is Nevada. They seem to be coming on. They've won three in a row. They're sitting there at 8-2. It seems like Nevada is starting to get things figured out, and Coach Musselman, the recruiting job he has done to get some of those players there, seems to be taken on. They look like the part as well, Joe. What do you think?
I would agree. Right now, given the level of consistency, how they're winning, I would tend to agree that they are the one team who has been, them and the Cowboys, they have a style they play, they stuck with that, they've won, had a couple, I don't know if they're marquee wins, but good wins, and I think you're right. Right now, of course, they're picked second in the league behind San Diego State. San Diego State right now is kind of a head-scratcher in that they go on that three-game losing streak and have a bad loss at Grand Canyon. No disrespect to Grand Canyon. It's actually a tough place to play. I've been there. 7,000, they packed that. But, San Diego State's like a New Mexico, one step up, one step back. And Nevada has been pretty consistent. And then I think the Cowboys are the top two teams right now.
Can't underestimate Thunder Dan Marley at Grand Canyon there, Joe. No, we can't underestimate them, right?
It's unbelievable the commitment they've made there at Grand Canyon to have a good team, and that's a happening on their campus. I was there last year for a game, and I was totally taken back. I think their arena set 7,500, and they pack it, and it's like going to Mardi Gras. I mean, it is really, really something for a team that, you know, you think, oh, Grand Canyon, you know, they had Louisville come in there and play, and had Louisville down at halftime about 10 days ago. So, anyway, I hope Steve Fisher and his group gets it turned around. I think they're a lot like they were last year. They really guard you and have a little trouble scoring, but pick to win the league, and Nevada, too. And Nevada, I agree, Coach Musselman's done a great job there.
Always good to catch up, Joe. You will be part of the broadcast with Drew Goodman, Root Sports Rocky Mountain, Saturday evening, 6 o'clock, as New Mexico takes on Arkansas Pine Bluff. That'll be at the Pit in Albuquerque. We appreciate the time, as always, and I'm sure we'll talk to you in a few weeks. If we don't, have a very Merry Christmas, Joe. We appreciate all you do for us. Thank you.
You as well, Keith. You have a good Christmas, and go Cowboys.